Good morning.
Morning.
And my husband told me several times during our marriage that I can't preach on Sunday morning. But no, I'm joking, of course. Although John mentioned real preaching after him, so. But thank you for having us, as always, and we're very grateful for your hospitality, for all the meals, for having us in your houses also, especially to our family and for Ari and Stephen, enduring with us, the six people, mass and everything. So thank you very much. And thank you for your support, monthly support, and your for prayer support. I am very, very blessed. God gave me new life. I had pretty good life before, but God gave me a new life when I married Corey. And I definitely did not expect that, but it's more than I could expect. So thank you very much. And we also pray for you. And I wanted to read a verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I wanted to share some thoughts that has been a blessing to me recently. The thoughts may sound a little bit selfish, but it was about blessings. And the thought was like, what did I gain? What can we gain because of active service for our Lord? And we talked here a little bit about waiting for a payday. And we do. I believe we are waiting. Meanwhile, I think, and I've seen it in my life constantly, I think we're very, very blessed here. And active service for our Lord. And by active service for our Lord, I mean saying, yes, I want to be your servant, Lord, making service your priority, one of your priorities in your life, making it your life, basically. And in my case, it's a missionary work, but in your case, it might be a different active service. So I'm going to, of course, talk about a little more about our life, but you have to know what's your active service for the Lord. And basically what I want to say, what I want to talk about is abounding in the work of the Lord. And it has to be in the truth. We know it has to be according to His will, and it has to be for His purpose, not for our own. And that's what I mean by active service. And I thought immediately when I thought about gaining something in this life, I thought about the disciples. I thought about these men who said yes to Jesus. He called them, and some of them immediately, right? Many of them immediately say yes, and they started to walk with Him. So, and we all know that we should walk with Him anyway. Like, if we don't gain anything, He saved us. He saved us from hell. He gave us new life. So even if there is nothing else, it's just that, we should obey Him. Because we have verses in the Bible. Yes, go ye therefore. The verse that says we are debtors. So we have to do it anyway. Like Joe said, I think, about the race. The race is there either way. The work should be there either way. If we gain anything else or not in this life. But I think our God is known for always giving more. He's never minimum. He's never what's only necessary. I think we all saw it in our life in one way or the other that He always gives more. And
that's right.
And I see it here too. And like Ephesians 3:20 says, Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. And I see it in this active service too. I see it in the Bible. I see it in my life. So when I looked at the disciples, I noticed four blessings. Then I noticed like four more, but I don't know what to do here. But four blessings that I saw. Yeah, breathe, Corey. But the first thing that I saw was that the ministry, that the service, the active service, changed them as people. And I think serving God is an amazing opportunity for God to change us, our character, I would say. I mean, character probably stays the same, but our, like, life, our as people. And I see them, I see it in the Bible that from simple fishermen, he changed them to, like, Acts 16:17 says, servants of the Most High God.
Amen.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. They were very simple men, as I understand, from even history, like fishermen at the time. I don't think they were very, like, elaborate or whatever. But he changed them to amazing people. And I see it in the life of many missionaries, servants, people in church, that you can become more bold. You can become more open. You can become definitely more humble. And you can become many, many things that you need to change in your life, that God needs you to change in your life in order for you to serve him. And it is an amazing opportunity, and we could all use it probably. So this was the first blessing. I want the service, like the service to the Lord, to change me. That's one of my first thing that I would love to be a fact in my life. And the second thing I've noticed is the impact that the choice can make on other people in your life. And I'm thinking first of all about your family. I see it in the Bible. I think there is mentioned, it's mentioned in the Bible that some apostles, they would take their wives on the mission trips. And I think we can assume that when they said yes to the Lord, their families knew about that.
Yeah.
It's logic. So I think we could all see it in our churches that when someone says yes to the Lord, it affects their, especially the immediate family, but even more. And it's an amazing thing. And John was talking a little bit about our kids, like children, his grandchildren. I am so glad. It's not always easy on my kids. But I am so grateful that our choices allow them to, and we tell them these are our choices, they have to make their own, but it allows them to witness many, many incredible things, and it allows them to change their life. Not only us as parents, but they got to know you guys, for example. They got to hear all the stories from Mexico and other countries, and it can change them. It can give them new perspective. It can expand their world in a good way. So I think the testimony of someone saying yes to Lord Jesus and making the decision to serve as God can have an amazing impact on people around us. And I think it is a blessing. And third thing that I saw was active service makes possible to witness firsthand God's miracles and workings. And in a better way, I think. If we're closer to his ministry, if we're closer to him, it just, we can see so many things. And this church knows it probably better than many other churches. But I thought about disciples again. They saw the winds and the sea calming down and obeying him. They saw blind receive their sight, lame walk, lepers and cleansed, the death here. And in our service to the Lord, we can see many, many incredible miracles and workings of God. And walking in that service and the presence of the Lord Jesus allows us to see it like firsthand, very, very often. The churches built, the lives changed. It is an amazing blessing, and we can glorify God. We can see it, and we can rejoice in that. And the fourth thing that I saw, it opens many doors, creates possibilities, and enriches life in ways that never would have happened if we weren't in that active service. it has changed my life tremendously.
Amen.
And I know it just opens possibilities. Again, disciples, they were simple men, but they could stand in front of the people, right, that they never would have stand like in front of, right? They could spoke to people that never would have spoken to because of saying yes to that service.
Amen.
And I think we all had situations which we know we would have never experienced if it weren't for the service.
That's right.
And it's an amazing opportunity, and I'm very grateful. And everything that I said, everything above that I said, is the answer how, when, and why, is in John 12:26, and I wanted to read that verse because it all sounds okay, but I try always ask to myself question like, but why? Okay, it sounds okay, but it has to have something deeper. So how, when, and why? I think John 12:26 give us an answer, and it says, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be.
Amen.
If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. The Bible, I always like the combinations of God's works or his character. So I love the combination good and almighty, for example. I just love that combination.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that my first thing, like, okay, he's good and he's almighty. We're going to do it. But, and here I have, about us, I have another combination that I like. And it's, that we're his friends and we're his co-laborers.
Yeah.
It's perfect combination. I have a privilege, in my job, I have a privilege of having like my closest coworker is a lady, she's saved and she's my friend.
Oh,
it makes my work like amazing. And here we have a coworker who's our friend and who is perfect friend, and who we're his co-laborers. So all of this, what I said, and this work is only meaningful because it's him. And if we're where he is, like the verse says, and where I am, there shall also my servant be.
Amen.
So everything that I just said is possible and has sense and meaning if it's with him. So like these disciples, and like I mentioned before, they were in the presence of him all the time. And if we are, by the word of God and by our spiritual life, if we're close to him, it makes sense. If we're in his presence, with his attitude, with his spirit, and with his purpose.
Amen. Amen. Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Magda. Magda is a very courageous woman. She may not get on a roller coaster, but she was willing to marry a missionary. And that's a roller coaster ride. Boy.